This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on Radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
This is the Men's Room.
Get it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The Crippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hit Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying eyes a kite.
You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
We say hello, welcome, and listeners now. Great radio stations like 98 Rock, California's rock station, and beautiful Sacramento, California. Also, our friends at 1210 The Man in Miami, Florida, and Big Dog 97.9 in Joplin, Missouri. It is Big Dummy Day 844-999. Ola, who is our next contestant, ready to play the game?
Hello, Kate. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Big Dummy.
Hello, Kate.
Hola.
Hola. Kate, are you on Team Sober, Team Not Sober?
I'm on Team Sober, unfortunately.
That's all right. What are you doing, Kate? You working?
Yeah.
What are you doing for a living?
I'm a paralegal, but I get to work from home.
Oh, nice. Okay. Are you busy at this time?
No, not really.
Okay, I was wondering. All right.
And how much work does the actual lawyer do, right? Like, so if I go to the hospital for anything, 98% of the time I'm there, I'm interacting with nurses, and then the doctor walks in and tells me what the nurses have already told me. And then they leave.
Yeah, so, it's a pretty similar policy.
Okay, that's what I figured. That's what I thought.
All right, our men's room poll. Kate, you're going to lock down, but with only one. Will it be beer, wine, weed, or hard alcohol?
Oh, that'll be beer for sure.
Beer, what are you going for? What are you grabbing?
I got a Lush IPA right now.
Ooh, Fremont Lush. That's a great beer. Okay.
Yeah.
Right now, you said you're working, you're drinking now?
Hey. Yeah, we're working on not sober.
All right, good for you. Good for you.
Doesn't matter now. I mean, when you're working from home, right? Assuming, I mean, like, you're not getting stupid drunk or anything, but, like, if your boss called and you said, look, man, I'm three beers deep, but whatever it is you asked me to work on,
I'm done.
I'm getting it done. Is that cool?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
All right.
I think it depends on who you are. Like I have a tendency after, like, two beers.
Okay, maybe not you.
Right? Yeah. Right. You cannot slur after two beers. I say drink them.
Right.
Isn't that really the test?
Yeah.
Am I slurring my words? Dude, don't. Just don't go.
Because I'm really only typing, so it doesn't matter that I speak.
Mm-hmm. All right. Here is your first question. In what year did the Mayflower reach
me? Hold on there, potty mouth.
Once again, Men's Room colors, here are the seven words you can't say on the radio. Sucker. Mother. And. Please keep those words in mind when calling. Now back to the program.
You got to keep away from those potty lawyers and their potty lawyer language.
If you were in court of law and dropped that brown bomb out there, that judge would have freaked out.
Do you realize that if we had to explain what you just did there in lawyer speak, it would take four pages of documentation?
Here for their two mouth-spoken.
Yeah. The defendant, 1K, 2 was... incarcerated in her home.
Herein known as
Kate, Kathleen, Caitlin, Katlinburg.
And then what we say is, oh no, she cussed.
Yeah, she
and then
everyone gets bomb. She got to take four pages for that.
All right, here's your question. HG. HG is the symbol for what element? And to give you a hint, neither of the letters H nor G are in its name.
Well, that doesn't help at all.
It's like gold and silver. That's how they get you.
Aluminum?
Tungsten.
You're thinking of Uranus. Yeah. No, mercury.
Oh, mercury.
Mercury. Mm. Mercury.
Mercury. Shout out to the Topaz.
Wait, your car or the...
Yeah, that's what I used to drive.
Mercury. Wasn't it cut on fire?
Mercury Topaz GS.
Oh, right. Oh,
what does that stand for?
Grand Sedan.
Oh, really? Okay. What does the GS mean?
I have no idea. But yes, it's the one that caught on fire. It's the one that the mirrors fell off.
You could roll down the window.
Had like 200,000 miles on it. Just the back right.
Yeah.
Oh, just that window.
Yeah.
It was always open.
All right. Here's your question.
What's... Put that window down, dude.
What 70s sitcom opens with the theme song, Making Our Dreams Come True?
I think this is before my time. Brady Bunch?
Laverne and Shirley.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Miles is playing his age. It's the only reason I know it.
I'm young.
A spry chicken.
That's right.
You're the last chicken adopted from the shelter.
Oh, man. I'm the last one that the lion eats because he's slow.
All right, your question. What musical group was sued by Rosa Parks after they used her name to the title of a hit song?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What group?
The Beach Boys?
Oh.
Oh, come on, come on, come on.
Outcast.
They're like the opposite of the Beach Boys.
We the type of people make club get crunk.
Was sued by Rosa Parks?
Yeah.
They was still alive?
It's called Rosa Parks.
Oh.
Yeah, it's kind of like, hey, you know, that's my name and all.
Yeah. Never guessed that.
It had to be the estate of Rosa Parks then.
Well, the thing is, actually, they did allow Lynyrd Skynyrd to use her name.
That's funny, because last night I ordered a to-go cocktail on my walk home that was called So Fresh and So Clean.
So Fresh and So Clean?
Also an Outkast song.
Yes. Not just some random thought you had?
I'm going to walk home with a cocktail. Did you drink it on the street?
I did not.
Why not?
Is it illegal to drink it on the street?
I mean, how the hell they don't know it's a fruit punch or something? Why don't we just New Orleans this damn thing now?
They haven't gone full New Orleans yet.
You know what I mean?
That's never go full New Orleans. Yeah.
The only rule is this. If you don't have a home, you can drink on the streets.
Yeah, basically.
You know what I mean? But if you have a rental property, you can't drink.
David, man, I'm a homeless.
Everyone else downtown around me is.
I don't think they would have cared. I just was taking it home to make a point.
The hell, man?
Fellas, dump it out right here. There's like eight homeless dudes getting hammered behind you. Wait, what? Were you kidding me?
Yeah.
All right. Here is your question. What is the active ingredient in smelling salts?
Sodium chloride?
Is it phosphorus?
It's ammonia.
Oh. Is that sodium chloride?
That's why I'm looking at you.
Why are you looking at Ted?
Oh, I don't know. The ones I used were broke. No, I had a concussion. That's a bad joke. Sorry.
But you do have to snap them.
I know. Trust me. I was like,
did you say snap those before
I think
practice?
It's broke. Somebody was like, sit down. Yeah, sit down.
That was your concussion.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, no.
It's broke.
All right. This one doesn't work.
So we don't know if she's right or not.
I'm just going to say no, all because right. I like you.
Kate, question five.
All right, Kate, question five for you. What ingredient provides the pearls
and
bubble tea? I guess it depends where you go.
Oh, I know this. I think I know this.
I did not think about that when I wrote it this morning, but as I'm reading it now.
My daughter,
I've never had bubble tea. I'm going to go.
Oh, you're missing out, man.
Are you sure?
Oh, yeah. Oh, Steve, you would love bubble tea.
I don't think I would.
Oh, my God. No, you would love it. It's awesome.
But these pearls that are in there are part of the reason I don't think.
Yes, you don't know. You don't. Trust
I don't
me,
know.
They're not my favorite either, but you would never know. You just suck on that big straw and the delicious flavor.
But don't you have to suck the pearls down?
You suck those pearls down.
Oh,
the
God.
The question is what they're made of?
Yes.
I know.
Yeah, I know as well.
Do you know, Kate?
I said sugar.
Oh, sugar. Sorry. Tapioca.
Mm-hmm. Like the crappy pudding. Mm.
Oh, I can't believe you drink that, Miles.
Why? They're great. Give her. Oh, man, they're so.
No, you I don't like swallowing things. Why would I actively.
He's starving to death now.
Have you ever tried it?
No, but I cut pills and have to take them.
It's not tapioca. It's kind of like a. It's
you saw me choke on an oyster.
Right. Ah, that's a good point.
It's an oyster. It's the slickest thing on earth.
That was amazing. I didn't really think it was that bad. I thought you were just kidding. But that's what happens when people are choking. You don't really realize it.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, we got an update. Kate, good news. You were wrong. Sodium chloride, it's table salt.
Mm. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Back to salt.
Here's your question. What is entomology the study of?
Entomology?
Entomology.
Entomology.
E-N-T-O-M-O-L-O-G-Y.
I have no idea.
Mouse hit.
Infectious diseases?
No, no, not a bad guess.
Plants?
Insects.
Oh. I thought I see entomologists a lot now.
Well, part of it, think about what's the big news, Washington State.
Oh. Murder hornets are coming, man. Kill us also. Entomologists are constantly studying.
Kate, do other lawyers hit on you from other firms?
Sorry, what was that?
I said, do other lawyers hit on you from other firms?
No.
Never?
No.
Well, you're hanging out at the wrong bars downtown.
Exactly. Come on.
I know where to go.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, we do too.
All right. Your question. In the movie Forrest Gump, what sport did Forrest compete in the Olympics?
Ping pong.
All right.
Well done.
Sunday night movie of the week.
You can say table tennis.
I'm just saying, technically it is table tennis.
Okay, fine.
Well, yes, it's still ping pong to you and me.
It's ping pong and pong and...
I mean, technically it would be football in the Olympics. It's not soccer.
No, it's soccer in the Olympics.
How can it be? We're the only country that calls it soccer. How would the Olympic body that governs the entire world call it the only thing we do?
They go to towns in Italy and change the name so Americans can pronounce them.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
Olympics spell
out. Yeah, listen, man, let's make it phonetic.
Game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA.
Big
Although phonetic might be the worst example of itself.
I figured it out. Adam Vinatieri.
Real quick, give us the rundown. So Adam Vinatieri.
I was watching a thing. We were talking about General Custer came up earlier. Yeah. I saw a whole thing that said Adam Vinatieri, the greatest kicker maybe in the league, might not have ever existed, as his great-great-grandfather was in General Custer's band. When they went to Little Bighorn, that was the one time Custer was like, hey, the band guys, just hang back here.
So had they gone, they would have been slaughtered, and Adam Vinatieri wouldn't have been here. And
so General Custer is the reason that the Patriots won a couple Super Bowls.
Thank you.
Two of them.
Bill Belichick could be nothing.
All right.
It has nothing to do with Belichick. It's all Adam Vinatieri. Thank God.
They're plus 50, too.
Bang those bad boys home. All right. Hello, Tracy. Welcome to the men's room.
Tracy.
Oh, hold on.
Hola.
Marissa, can you get that?
Yeah. Okay.
Tracy, listen. Now, most people don't know this, but we know that you were calling from 1998 and are on your flip. No radio, no internet. You're listening to the show on hold, right?
Yes, and I like it.
Okay. All right, listen,
well, thank you,
Tracy.
We appreciate
that. I just wanted to check in with you, because when we're done with this call, I'll put you back on hold. I will not hang up. I just want to check
you. Thank you.
You're quite welcome.
How are things going at home there, Trace? You doing okay?
I'm okay.
Well, you're working at a pharmacy, right?
Yes.
I can trade this phone call for some pills. That's what I'm working at here. But here's the thing. Do you want to compete on Big Dummy, or would you like to just go back to hold and continue to listen?
Well, no, let's compete.
All right.
Okay.
Tracy's going to compete.
Oh, you are going to compete, Tracy.
I like it.
Okay. Tracy, are you sober or not sober?
Sober.
Sober Tracy.
I'm surrounded by all those pills.
I know. I was thinking, okay, Tracy.
You disgust me.
All right, Tracy, you got to lock down with one. Will it be beer, wine, weed, or hard alcohol?
Weed.
Weed it is. All right. The pharmacist goes with a weed.
I'm not a pharmacist.
You just work at the pharmacy. All right.
I don't have that paycheck.
All right. Here is your question. In Snow White, what kind of animal's heart does the huntsman give the queen in place of Snow White?
Oh, gosh.
Boy, Disney is
my 13-year-old is going to kill me.
Is that a cry for help?
Deer?
No.
Oh, no. A pig. A pig's heart.
All right, Tracy, good news is you can put the show back on hold because you're coming right back after this break.
There you go.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Game is Big Dummy, 844-999-0. We have the lovely Tracy on the line before we went to a break there. Tracy just joining us, playing for Team Sober. I believe we got you to question number two there, Tracy.
Hello.
Welcome back to the program. Welcome to 2020. All right.
Tracy with the flip phone.
No radio, no internet, just the flip phone to listen to, which we appreciate the effort, but Tracy, my God, there are easier ways to listen to this program.
What happens if I send you a really long text? Will that bother you?
No, but sometimes really long texts I don't get. They say they're not downloadable.
Oh. Okay.
How convenient is that, though?
Do you still have to go to sleep?
You know what I mean? Because people, like, I know you got my text, blah, 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 right? But look, when you have a flip phone and people know you have a flip phone, it's like, hey, I didn't get your text.
You want to see, you got to press 2-3 times.
Right.
Yeah. No, I go the T9 route.
All right.
Oh, I see.
T9.
Look at her. Mm. Tech wizard.
Yeah. Wow.
All right.
Throwback Thursday, huh? T9.
Yeah, I love it.
All right, your question. What ancient site in the mountains of Peru is known as the Lost City of the Incas? Which is crazy, because obviously we found it.
I have no idea.
You've heard of it.
Machu Picchu?
Machu Picchu.
Oh, yes, I have.
That's what I'm saying. I was like, now you know.
And then you got a bunch of people arrested, speaking of Picchu, for peeing up there.
Oh, that's right.
Right before the COVID hit.
We put the pee in Picchu. Mm-hmm.
That wasn't the masturbation station, was it?
No. Completely different place.
That was an ex-friend of Miles's.
Right.
That was
a Mayan ruin outside of Belize.
Okay.
Oh, that was the women's bathroom and no one was here one day?
It was a truck stop in PA.
There was a porta potty at the Gorge.
Dive into a tree, Daddy!
All right. Here's your question.
I'm tired of hearing the word daddy today.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Daddy.
All
so
right.
Funny. How many seconds are there in 1 hour?
I don't know.
Oh, just do the math.
60 times 24. But I can't do that math in my head.
Is it 3,600?
Yes.
It is.
And how did you get to that answer, Miles?
I took 60 and times it by 60, Steve.
Man, oh man.
What is it?
So smart.
How many seconds are there in an hour?
What was the answer?
3,600.
So you know you got 60 seconds on a minute.
Is that from Rent?
You're asking me if that equation is from the musical Rent?
I thought there was a musical feature that was like 3,000.
Oh, speaking of musicals, here comes Mike Hawk.
All right, Mike Hawk, the musical expert.
That would be 525,600 minutes in a year, Ted.
Oh, wow.
So close, Ted. So close.
So
I haven't listened to it lately.
They sang about time. All right.
Question four, Trace.
In the game of pool, what color is the one ball?
The one ball?
The one ball.
The one
ball. One ball.
Number one ball.
Yes, the number one ball. It's not insulting one. You're like, Jeff.
Yeah, right.
That one ball.
Yeah.
I know, Jeff. It's pink.
It didn't matter. He still had four kids, right?
Oh, right.
Well done, Tracy.
What did she say, yellow?
Yellow, yes.
Yellow is a
color. All right, Tracy, I'm going to put you back on hold.
Okay. Yay, thank you.
Tracy, I'm going to send you a really long text here in a second. All right, the game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA, who is our next contestant ready to play the big game.
Hello, Sean. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Hola, Victoria.
Oh, Sean. Sean, are you sober or not sober?
Sober. Just got off work.
What were you doing today, Sean?
I was out driving, delivering.
What are you delivering for? Amazon?
No, he delivers babies.
I'm not sure.
What's that?
I don't deliver babies.
Okay, good. All right. Maybe one day you will. All right, our men's room poll. Lockdown with one only. Will it be beer, wine, weed, or hard alcohol?
It's a toss-up between weed and hard alcohol, but if I had to pick one, it'd be weed.
All right, weed it is. Weed's in the lead.
I feel like it's been toss-up between weed and beer.
Yeah, I mean, look, weed definitely comes into play. Like I said, for me, it's hard alcohol, but... So my question for myself is simply this. Do you want to go through every day not being stoned, but at the occasion, I mean, just get ripped or drunk, but you pay the price for the fun you have drinking hard alcohol. So Or do you want to say, man, oh, man, I wish hard booze, but you're good and stoned? And I'm really, I'm kind of going back and forth.
I think that's not weed, because it's like, you can smoke weed, you can eat some edibles, this or that.
Oh, yeah, right.
Just like, there is some days where you just kind of go, oh, I feel like crap, I don't feel like drinking. But yeah, I always feel like smoking Chiba.
Mm-hmm. And it's going to take you four beers to get buzzed, so it's going to take a little time anyway.
Yeah, and trust me, I love drinking
beer. Me too.
Yes.
It just depends on the situation.
I like it all.
And if you have wine, let's face it, you know you're going to drink a bottle a night.
At least.
I mean, if you open a bottle of wine.
Oh, yeah, but I have some buddies, that's what they drink, red wine.
Just drink red wine?
Yeah.
Vino. All right, your question. Which Wahlberg brother stars on the TV show Blue Bloods?
Oh, man, you guys are always doing me one and done.
Oh, sorry, smart guy. Super genius. His brain glows in the dark. We did not recognize.
I'm trying to get it wrong, but I think it's Donnie Wahlberg.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you got
Donnie
it.
Wahlberg. Donnie Wahlberg.
Know
Donnie.
Your new kids. Very good. All right. Game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA.
Was he a new kid?
Was I not wrong on that? Wasn't
no,
that?
Miles, you're exactly damn right.
Okay, yeah. He was the older guy, and he's the new kids on the block. Along with Jordan Knight and all those other guys.
Yeah.
Who else you can you name? It. I have no idea. I mean, I know he was one of those
boys. There was a pair of brothers.
But it's not Donnie?
There's another Knight, isn't there?
No, there was Jordan Knight.
Okay. There was Donnie Wahlberg.
Correct.
Whose brother was with Mark Wahlberg, who was
right,
Marky
but these
Mark.
These brothers, their last name was Wood.
Wood. Oh,
That means nothing.
Jonathan and Danny.
Jonathan and Danny Wood.
I don't know
Danny,
if I've heard
Danny's
of
the ugly one.
Well, it depends on who you ask.
Oh, okay. Right.
And then, oh, man, what's the last guy's name? He used to have an MTV show. Brian
McHenry
or
no.
Joey McIntyre.
Joey McIntyre. Thank you, Robin. Same. All right, Game of Speak Dummy. Know y'all new kids. 844-999-OLA.
Hello, John. Welcome to the men's room.
It's the white version of New Edition.
Right.
Hola, bitches.
Hola. John, sober, not sober.
I'm not sober.
All right, John, welcome to the show.
Okay.
I have no idea. I mean, I know you
didn't. Turn the radio down.
Yeah, hey, you turn the radio down. Okay, sorry.
Can't they just listen to you when you're sitting right there in front of them?
No, you're right.
Sorry, you're right there. Why do they have to hear you twice?
I don't know.
So they can go, John's on the radio.
Like, I know. John. I'm John.
He's right beside us, and he just called the radio station.
Oh, he did say they're not sober.
All right. John, lockdown with one only. Will it be beer, wine, weed, or hard alcohol?
Oh, dear God, it's the chronic, man.
Chronic, cray. All right there, chronic John. Here is your question.
Oh, dear God.
How many wings does a flea have?
Fleas have wings?
I mean, many hop fast.
Wings.
Wings, okay, I don't know. Two.
Four.
You got it right when you said fleas have wings, they don't have wings.
Oh.
None.
What a dumb question.
What a dumb question.
That's a dumb question.
That's not the answer. Zero.
Got him.
Trick question, John.
No, is one minus one a stupid equation because it ends up being zero? It's just zero.
Yes.
So I get mad at fleas.
Yes.
I'm just asking the questions.
Shoot.
I'm going to create fleas.
Shoot.
I would not have created fleas, in fact. Mm-hmm. All right, your question.
Good, right? What my question?
What were Frosty the Snowman's eyes made out of?
It's a bituminous carbon.
So yeah, okay. So rocks.
And two eyes made out of rocks.
Made out of.
Actually, if you watch the cartoon, they used real human eyeballs from a cadaver. But that didn't test well with the kids, so they changed it, and eventually Frosty the Snowman's eyes were made out of coal.
Yes.
Out of coal.
Coal, yeah. Okay, yeah.
Because he's a jolly, happy soul.
Oh, yeah, because it rhymes.
And he dances on a pole when he has to make money. All right.
Okay, now you're just
your question. In the arcade game Frogger, the player attempts to avoid getting run over in traffic or being eaten by what animal?
Okay, can you say the question over again?
Oh, boy, here we go. In the arcade game Frogger, the player attempts to avoid getting run over in traffic and tries to avoid being eaten by what animal?
Alligator.
Yes! Same thing as Pitfall. Very
technically
good.
Technically, it would be a crocodile, but we'll let it go. Look, it's what they say officially, man. Right. I don't
it's the
know.
Same thing. It's
I
a gator.
Don't know.
It's a gator.
Yeah, it's all table right. tennis.
Game is a big dummy. 844-999-OLA. Who's our next contestant? Ready to play the big game?
Hello, Robert. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Hey, Robert. Are you sober or not sober today?
There we go. Oh, you're good.
Oh, you're good. Sweet.
Have a good day.
Thank you.
Robert, what'd you give her?
Her package. I delivered packages. Still and then I gave her dog.
You gave her
dog
your package?
A couple treats.
Yeah, I like how you said it.
Oh, man, you gave her your package and the dog a couple treats?
Yeah.
Yeah. Kick your Captain Hook.
That way he'll stop staring at you.
You got to keep those dogs quiet every now and then, you know?
All right, Robert.
So I am team sadly team sober.
All right, Robert.
Get off.
Yeah, we figured you were working there, delivering the packages. All right, Robert, lockdown with one only. Will it be beer, wine, weed, or hard alcohol?
Oh, it's got to be weed. You can drink it. They got weed drinks like 100 milligrams. You can drink it, smoke it, whatever.
Have you ever gotten the champagne bottle for New Year's before? The weed champagne?
No.
I have not, but now I want to.
Yeah, it was. I'll tell you what, it is what it is. It's apple juice or something like that. You know what I mean?
But yeah, it's infused?
It's sparkling and it's infused with, because you can't mix the THC, I guess, with the alcohol, maybe. Yeah. But, man, I'm telling you what, man, it'll give you a good buzz, that's for sure. Because it was 100 milligrams in the bottle.
Ooh, hey, Ted, sorry. Listen. Some people have corrected you. They're quite upset. The brothers in, what the hell is it, New Kids on the Block, there was not wood, it was night.
Night.
It was night.
See, I said wasn't it?
Dang, I was wrong. Nights.
You, yes. How did Miles do better at boy band knowledge?
Night with a K.
What is happening in this world?
Because I'm not a New Kids guy. I don't really get into boy bands till I like New Edition, but then it's really Backstreet and NSYNC that bring me back in.
Oh, okay. I did not know all that. So good work, Miles.
Thank you very much.
All right.
I wanted to start this game, all right?
Here's your question. Norma Jean Mortensen is better known as who?
Oh, I have no idea.
Steve and I smoked weed with her in Hollywood.
Yeah, we did. The replica of her, if you will.
Yeah.
Oh, the idol of every crazy woman there is.
Marilyn Monroe.
That was weird.
I can confirm that.
That was weird.
I am out on Marilyn Monroe.
You look over at Marilyn Monroe sitting there smoking a joint with you. You're like, this is weird, because you look just like her.
She really did.
I mean, it was amazing.
But smoked tough.
Yes, she did. Then went out and took more pictures of people.
Stoned. That's what I liked about it. We just knew, like, hey, man.
She is high.
She's real high.
Because none of those other characters out there are on drugs.
Talking to you, Thor.
Right.
Spidey.
All right, here's the question. Who played Renton in the movie Trainspotting?
I've never even heard of that movie.
You never.
You gotta watch that. If you like
and make sure you watch it with kids and grandparents
and subtitles.
I do love that movie. Which I can't remember which character was Renton. Was that the main character?
We know it was a young Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Ewan McGregor.
Oh.
All right, question
three.
Speaking
of a thrill, I bought an air fryer.
Did you?
Amazing.
But what kind of air fryer did you get?
The Ninja.
Okay, I've heard very good things about that.
Yeah, Ted searched for one today. Did you? Have you used it yet?
Oh, first day I got it.
And?
Oh, amazing. I made mozzarella sticks and some fries.
That's all I'm saying. All I'm saying.
Might be the only way you get a mozzarella stick anymore. We had this conversation. Okay? Because it's a communal food. You
it's
go to the restaurant,
communal.
Right? They bring you get it's an appetizer. They bring
that
it in the basket.
That does not make it communal.
There's five mozzarella sticks. There's five people at the table. Guess what everyone gets? They get a mozzarella stick, right? They all dip it into the same marinara sauce. I don't see that world anymore. I see an individual plate with one lone mozzarella stick on it and a very small dollop of marinara on the side.
And that is it.
That's how you get it. You get it on five separate
Maybe
plates.
Maybe it should turn into like fish and chips in England. It's just that one giant piece of fish.
Right.
So now
right.
You just get one huge mozzarella stick.
Exactly. Cut it up, boys.
Who does that already? Mike, is it Olive Garden? I want to say, like, if you get, they call it like fried mozzarella. I just assume it's a mozzarella steak. Dude, they drop like a brick of fried mozzarella on your plate. And it is delicious.
And there's a fancy cheese dish, right? With like a B word that's like fresh mozzarella. It's kind of fried and it's got like a crust.
Burrata.
Burrata with a milky cheese inside?
Yeah.
We've had a lot of burrata conversations.
Yeah, I mean, it's
Miles
almost,
is like, I had this cheese,
it's almost like
man.
Talking about sexual fantasies, talking about this ball of cheese.
I know.
So good.
Day 61.
Attracted
to cheese. God, it's so good.
All right.
All right. What's your OnlyFans?
So milky on the inside. It just busts open.
Hey, look, man, one of the ideas we had for the poll today, which Sesame Street character would you eat if you were stranded on a boat with it?
Yeah.
So listen.
Big Bird.
No. Big Bird's not part of it because it's too obvious.
Because it's too much meat.
Maybe we'll do it next week.
Because you have chicken forever.
You're getting Oscar the Grouch.
Right.
Grover.
Who he contends is the guy because he only eats crap.
Yeah, like craps.
Yeah.
Exactly. Thank you, Ted. That's my exact argument.
I think question four we're on now.
Question number four.
Who painted the painting The Scream?
Oh, one that looks like the Home Alone poster.
It's one of my favorite activities.
No clue.
Is that Vincent Van Gogh?
And that would be Edvard Munch.
I thought it was Munch.
That's what he was doing.
Oh, no.
That's a solid joke right there.
Thank you.
We all know what that guy was doing.
Oh, I know.
Munching.
Actually, it was his first release.
Gotta watch out for those ghosts.
I know.
The big O face.
All right.
Watch out for the ghosts.
Yeah, because you know what they do every time you yawn.
Yeah.
Budapest is the capital of what country?
Oh, my gosh. I was saying,
come on.
Am I it right now?
Yes.
You gonna turn or what?
I do not. I have a name on top of my tongue, but I cannot remember it.
It's a natural thing that happens. You get hungry.
Yes, indeed. Hungry.
I'm going hungry.
That's actually a song about visiting Budapest. I'm going to hungry. All right, your question. What part of the body does a rhinologist special in?
I only know this because of rhinoplasties.
Yeah, exactly. And it's kind of right there.
It is right there.
Yeah.
The skull?
That's not a bad guess. The nose. The nose.
No, okay. I would say the skull because everyone calls that the rhino spot.
And I knew this man with a horn on his head once.
You think your life would have turned by now, right? Don't you? I mean, it's been like 3 minutes. Are you in an arrow?
Maybe they're just his hazards because he's delivering packages.
Or maybe he's that guy that drives in the right lane, puts on the left turn signal, and keeps everyone behind him because they're just not quite sure what he's going to do. All right.
Oh, I had the hazard. I just pulled over.
Okay. Oh, okay. Or he did
that. Little union break.
Okay. Or he's responsible. There's always that. All right, here's the question. What vowel sports a tittle when it is not capitalized?
What vowel?
Wait, can you repeat that?
What vowel sports a tittle when it is not capitalized?
Oh?
I. It'd be the letter I. So when you do a lowercase j or a lowercase I, the little dot that we put on top of them is called a tittle. A tittle is what it's called. But when you capitalize it, it's not there. So that's...
It's a disappearing tittle.
It's a disappearing tittle. That's correct. All right, here's a question. On what holiday did Harry Houdini die in 1926?
He did the stunt on this day.
He died doing a stunt. It all makes sense together because he's a magician.
Oh.
Was it Halloween?
Yeah.
There you go.
Great guess. Very good. What was the stunt? Do we know that Harry, is this submerged in water?
I think it was in water in the chains kind of thing, right? So you're like,
or a straitjacket.
Was a straitjacket or either way.
So he died in front of a huge crowd of people?
I don't know that he died in front of them because I think it's one of those deals where you drop a blanket over the top of so you can't see someone spit the key out of their mouth unlocked. You don't know.
Okay.
And I guess he was in there longer than he was supposed to be. I'm not 100%, but I think people in the audience recognized something had gone wrong.
And I want to say somebody messed with his, like...
I think it was a setup or something.
Yeah.
Oh, really? They switched the key?
Or something, yeah.
Happy Halloween! Goodbye. Good night, James Brown. He's back.
Damn it. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hola, bitchola. You have entered the men's room.
Head chef coming up, Ted's Meat and Potatoes, has what people are drinking at home all across the good old U.S. of A. The head chef on the way right after the game, known as Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA.
So people with Harry Houdini knowledge, that would be a knowledge of Houdinis that are hairy. He did not die on stage.
Okay.
All right, so I got before this, and I vaguely remember hearing this before. He's having a conflict with someone. That person basically beat his ass, but they damaged his appendix when they put his ass in the tank. The complications from the appendix, he couldn't even hold his breath long enough to do the trick. They take him to the hospital. I guess he died a few days later at the hospital from a ruptured appendix.
Yeah.
All right.
Ruptured appendix?
Well, that does it for a lot of people, whether you're dangled upside down in a vat of water, tied up with chains or not. So,
which is a fear that most of us have.
Mm-hmm.
Harry Houdini and Robin.
Feels like Robert Downey Jr. should have already played him in a movie if he hasn't.
Yeah, that'd be my go-to. Mm-hmm. Hello, Marshall. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hola.
Marshall, you on team sober, team not sober?
I'm sober sitting here at work.
All right. What do you do for a living there, Marshall?
I work for a big brown pack of something.
Ah, I think I know who you are. Men's room poll, lockdown with the one only. Is it beer, wine, weed, or hard alcohol?
Hard alcohol.
And what are you pouring?
Probably some Crown Royal, some good night, something like that.
What do you do with your Crown Royal bags?
Throw them away like a normal person.
All right.
People don't throw them away. Yeah. Normal people put them in their junk drawer, give them to the kids, or hide their drugs in them.
What's normal about that?
Everything. Everything.
All right. Well, a normal person would throw them away. I thought mine was.
You're crazy. All right. Here's your question. What is an organism called that lives in or on a host animal?
A parasite?
All right.
Oh, well, Marshall, great
very matter of fact.
I also would have accepted Big Shirley. You know what I mean?
Game is Big Dummy. 844-999-OLA.
Yeah. Hello. Oh, these phones. Hello, Sarah. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy.
Hello, Sarah.
Hola.
Hola. Sarah, are you sober or are you not sober?
I'm afraid I must report I am not sober. No.
What are you drinking there, Sarah?
I had a vodka with milk.
A vodka with milk?
That's right.
Common in Europe?
Listen, it's a sort of an English thing, and also it's amazing. And if you want to Americanize it,
Huh, I've never had that
anyway,
before.
Anyway, a splash of vanilla, a little bit, if you want to sort of sweeten it up. But I don't like it so sweet anyways.
So vodka and milk, man.
Is it close to a White Russian?
You know, it's so close, but it doesn't have that liqueur in it.
Okay.
But it is a prime.
Okay, sir, you're gonna lock down with one only. Will it be beer, wine, weed, or hard alcohol? Where are you going?
Oh my god.
I can guess for you.
Let's go with the hard alcohol. Wait. What's the question again?
Well, you're gonna lock down with only one, so you can only catch your buzz off one thing. Will it be beer, wine, weed, or hard alcohol?
Oh, weed.
Weed it is. So no more Tito's. Yes.
I'm sorry. Wow, vodka and milk. Jesus. Mm. All right.
That's amazing. Mm.
I think that's probably a word for it. Here is your question. We're going to go for cinematic presidents, all right? Someone plays a president in a movie. I will give you the movie. You tell me who played the president in that movie. Mars Attacks.
Mars Attacks. Who played the president in Mars Attacks?
Yeah, big name celebrity.
Mars attacks is a big Mars attacks, and the president is it Harrison Ford? No.
Harrison Ford was what? Air Force One. Jack Nicholson.
Oh. And Mars attacks.
Yeah, he was the president of Mars attacks.
I mean, let's face it, he's a pretty outstanding actor himself, but that surprises me as well.
I understand what you're saying. No one can believe he was in that movie. Jack Nicholson can't believe he was in that movie. But there you go. All right, your next question. What is the main component of natural gas?
The main component of natural gas.
Yes, ma'am.
Or petrol to me and you.
Natural petrol.
The main component to natural gas is oil, right?
The main component to natural gas. Here in the States, we say methane. I believe across the pond, you'd say methane, but either way.
Methane.
Yeah.
Thought I was so wrong.
Oh, you were.
Yeah.
You really
it's kind of close to what we produce.
Go on, boys.
It is. Yeah, I mean, it's the same thing.
I love it. Yep. Uh-huh. I'm a good sport.
Lousy player, but a great sport.
All right.
All right, question. What actor provides the voice of Buzz Lightyear?
Oh, Buzz Lightyear was Tom Hanks.
No.
Woody was Tom Hanks.
I thought it was me.
Who's Buzz Lightyear?
Tim Allen.
Oh, well, Tim Allen. I don't think I knew that.
Oh.
All right, four questions deep there, Sarah.
Bollocks. Okay, go for it.
Bollocks. I love it.
Proper banter.
All right. The Tiber River runs through what Italian city?
The Tiger River?
Tiber. T-I-B-E-R. Tiber.
Tiber.
Yeah, like the Tiber King.
Say that all again.
The Tiber River, T-I-B as in boy, Tiber River runs through what Italian city?
Is this a city with a lot of water?
The Tiber River runs through what Italian city?
Mm-hmm. There you go.
See, when you say like I just said it, you sound smarter. But you're the one getting things wrong. Go figure.
It could be Rome, I said Italy. It could be... shoot.
Take a guess.
Italy.
Well, no, well, it's an
city.
Italian
what
city.
City in Italy?
Name a city in Italy.
Rome.
Oh, you got it.
There you go. How about that?
The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.